Hello and welcome to Bookkeeper Lab. My name is Ben Robinson. Maybe you know that, maybe you don't. It doesn't really matter. I'm excited that you are here as a part of our awesome community. And this right here is all about your vision. You see, this is hopefully the very first video and the first action that you're going to take as a member of Bookkeeper Lab is to get really clear on your vision, what it is that you want in your life. And that's what we're going to talk about inside of this course. Now, you can call it goals, you can call it haberdashery, I don't care. I call it a vision. And I'm going to recommend a great resource here in just a minute that could help you solidify this, a very short read. But we're going to kind of walk through the abbreviated version. Remember, all the content inside of Bookkeeper Lab is meant to be, number one, action-oriented and punchy. Okay, and by punchy, I mean it's not going to go on for hours. We're going to talk about things that you can do. And in this one, we're going to talk about vision. Okay, now the reason that we start with vision, it's kind of like the book by a great guy by the name of Simon Sinek called Start With Why. Start With Why. That's really the thing that we need to do. We need to understand where it is that we're taking our business. And most of us think, hey, you know what? I know exactly where I'm going. Okay, well, let's see. Show me where that is. Okay, tell me exactly where you're going to be in 3 years. So let's go ahead and structure that, because as we talk about things inside of Bookkeeper Lab, whether that's productivity, hiring somebody, we need to have some sort of context, some guidelines in which we can operate to make decisions. Because I think it's the, I don't know if it's a proverb or something like that, but it says if you're going nowhere, any road will get you there. And that's not what we want. So that's what we're going to talk about. So grab your pencils, sharpen them up, and let's get started. Okay, now the very first thing that you're going to do with your vision, again, you can call it goals, but the very first thing you're going to do is you're going to say what you don't want. All right, this is actually more important than saying what you do want. So your very first activity as you are crafting your vision is to say, what do I not want? So let me give you some examples from my life. When I sold my firm back in 2014, I went down and I said, you know what? I don't want to anymore exchange my time for money. All right, that was one thing. I don't want to have to go into an office, a physical environment. I don't want to have to go out to clients' offices. I don't want to work 70 hours a week. Ironically, I sometimes do that, but it doesn't ever feel like work because I enjoy what I do. So these are things that I did not want. And most of people start with the things that they do want, and there is a time for that, and we'll talk about it. But right now, it's to list out all the things that you don't want. And that should be a pretty exhaustive list. And it kind of goes into productivity, which we'll talk about in another lesson series, is listing out the things that you will not do. And so that's the important thing. Now, going along with this, the things that you don't want is the hill that you're prepared to defend to your life. And here's what I mean. For me, it's not sacrificing family for building up a lot of finances or, you know, sacrificing and having regrets when I look back upon my life. So that is something that I don't want to do. I want to be able to spend time with those that I love, those that I cherish, doing things that I enjoy, and doing this business and building it happens to be one of those things. But that's the hill that I don't want to let go of, right? Somebody's going to have to push me off of that with my life in order to make me get off of that hill. I don't want to do that. And there's something for you too. This is something that's very deep. It's not surface, you know, like, hey, I'm not going to make 20 bucks an hour, right? That could be one of the things, but there's a hill that you're prepared to defend to the death. And that's something that you need to be really key on. You need to understand that. Because in doing these first two exercises where we list out all the things that we don't want and we say, what is that hill? We're giving ourselves some very clear decision points, some things in which we say, okay, is this thing, this decision, this thing that I'm talking about doing, implementing in my business, going to get me closer to what I do want or closer to what I don't want? And so we got to know that. So think about it like a road, right? Every road, at least here in America, has a yellow line on the left and a white line on the right. I think that's correct. And we need to keep our car in between those two. Now we have a little bit of leeway, but not too much. Because what happens if we swerve over that yellow line? We put ourselves into danger territory. And so creating your vision is for you to have that yellow line and that white line for your life. Now there's a lot of different areas in which we can talk about. What we're focusing on here inside of this is kind of your business. But your business is a means to an end. It's a way in which you earn money. It's a way in which you get fulfillment. It's a way in which you feel important. All of these things, our business is so much more than just something to make money. That's what a job is, a J-O-B. This is not a job. This is your business that you're building. And so I want you to put all of this into context, and I want you to figure out what exactly it is that you want for your life. Now, we got the things that we don't want, right? We got the things that we're just not going to do, and we got that hill. So now let's start talking about the things that we do want. And there's really about five areas that I want you to focus on. And again, the context of this is for your business, where you're going to build it. But this can be used really in any area of your life. And the very first thing that I want you to think about as you're casting your vision is the financial aspects of it. Okay, so let's think out 3 years. And the reason that I use 3 years is that reference that I talked about at the very beginning of this, that book. It's a book by the name by a guy by the name of Cameron Harold, and it's called Vivid Vision. I recommend highly that you get a copy of it and that you digest it, and like everything else, that you take action on it. Very important. Again, Vivid Vision by Cameron Harold. Now, Cameron was a coach of mine. He's a great guy. It's a pretty short book, right? You can read it in one sitting, but the message and the action that he gives you inside of that book is second to none. So make sure that you pick that up. But going back to us, we're casting out 3 years from now, and we're saying, where do I want to be financially? And this is really for you. And don't focus on the gross income, the top line. Focus on the net income. Just like with any good business, right, as we give them advice, the top line doesn't mean very much. We can't pay bills with the top line. We pay bills, our personal bills, with the bottom line. So what do you want your profit to be in 3 years? So cast out. Pretend that it's December 31st, 3 years from now. And you're writing back to yourself and saying what you've accomplished over the past year, or the past 3 years in our case here. What did you earn this year? So let's say that it's 2023. Right? I earned $125,000 in 2023. Guess what? That is a very specific goal, and it's one that you can understand. And you can say, hey, did I accomplish this or did I not accomplish this? If we said, I want to earn more money in 2023 than I did in 2020, that's not going to work. We got to be specific. And the specificity here is that we have that dollar number, $125,000, and then we have the year, 2023. And I wrote this in a backwards order, all right? And Cameron talks about that in Vivid Vision, how you go about and say in a historical way, this is what has happened over the last 3 years. That's in Vivid Vision. But financially, like, where do you want to be with that specific goal? The other area is time. Now, I do have some notes down here, so if you see me looking down at the notes, it's because I can't remember all this. I don't have a teleprompter right here. It's just me speaking with you from the heart. But the next thing that we're going to go to after financial is time. How much time are you going to spend in your business? How much time are you going to spend with your family, doing other things, things that you love, in addition to your business? Do you want to work 15 hours in your business? Do you want to work 35 hours in your business? How many hours? So going back to that notion that it's 2023, I earned $125,000 in 2023, and I worked no more than 25 hours per week. That's very specific. And again, it's giving you a decision framework to say, hey, is this going to lead me towards what I want or towards what I don't want? So the second thing is time. So we got financial and we got time. The third thing is the activity. What do you actually do in your business? What do you enjoy? What is your unique ability? And unique ability, we'll actually talk about that in productivity, focusing on the things that only you can do. And I'll tell you, most of us only have 3 to 5 unique abilities. And you need to be able to focus on those as much as possible. And we'll talk about what those are. But really, what are the activities that you enjoy? What are things that you get wrapped up in your business? For some people, it's the networking. Okay, I'm thinking of you, Justin Boynton, who's one of our teachers here. He loves the networking aspect of it. Other people would just rather, you know, go to the dentist and have a tooth pulled with no Novocaine or anything like that. But for him, for Justin, that's something that he really, really enjoys. And so there you go. That's something that he would want to do. That's a unique ability. It's something that gives him a charge. That's something that he is going to ingrate into his business. I don't know if ingrate's a word, but we just made it one. So there you go, Webster. So what are the things that you want to do? What are the activities, right? I earned $125,000 in 2023 working no more than 25 hours a week. And I focused only on the marketing and sales aspects of my business. I did not focus on these other aspects right there. All right. So we got finances, we got time, we got activity. Next is clients. What kind of clients are you going to serve? Do you serve a niche? Okay, so that could be an industry. But we want to get real specific here. This is one of the things when we talk about marketing, that you understand the type of people in advance that you want to work with. I mean, think about it when you first started dating. You probably had somebody in mind. Hey, I want to date somebody that has these attributes. I want to date somebody who believes what I believe, who values what I value. You want to do the same things with your clients, except you don't want to date them, right? You want to go out there and say, these are the type of people that I like to work with. And I want to encourage you, and we will talk about this throughout, is to stop working with those clients that make your stomach turn every time you get an email from them, a phone call from them, or you have to work on their stuff. Okay, now I know financially we can't all the time just fire all those clients because we wouldn't have enough income. But we'll talk about that when we're building out a better clientele, what you're looking for. But here in the vision, I want you to say, what kind of clients am I working with? And again, specificity rules. Okay, for me, it would be, I only am going to work with dentists, general dentists in the three-state area. I work with them, they are within 5 years of my age. I'm just making stuff up here as I go. They're cool, right? Meaning A, B, and C, that they're not jerks, that they don't ever curse at me, that they don't ever put me in a emergency situation, right? Lack of preparation on your part does not constitute an emergency on my part. They believe what I believe, all the different things, but you really want to get specific on the type of client that you want to serve because you want to be excited about your work. And I'll tell you, one of the biggest drains that we have in our business is working with jerks, working with people that we just don't like. So what are those clients? Who are the clients that you're going to work with? Who are the clients also that you're not going to work with? And finally, team. Do you want a team? Now, this all ties together. As you can see, financially, the activity, the time, all of these things tie together. But do you want a team? Now, when we talk about team and hiring a team, this is, again, where we have a guideline, where we have context to make a decision on what we should do. But if you do have a team and going off that activity, the things that you want to do and the things that you don't want to do, who's on that team? It might be a virtual assistant. It might be a bookkeeper's assistant. It might be a full charge bookkeeper. But who else is going to be on your team? And this does not have to be an employee, right? We talk about all those different ways. But who else is doing the work that you don't want to do? Something that's not in your unique ability or something that you're not excellent at. This is very important. So craft that out and say, all right, I have a VA and I have a bookkeeper's assistant. And what this does is it allows me to focus on the things that I want to do, to only work that 25 hours a week and to earn the $125,000 a year in 2023. Okay, so there they are. Again, financial, right? We got that. We got time. We got the activity that we're going to be doing. We got the clients that we're going to be serving, and then we've got our team. So that is how you're going to craft your vision in all of those different ways. Don't think too much into this. Don't think that you have to have, you know, wax poetic and all these different things. There is an abbreviated version that I am giving you here, and that's to clearly state in 3 years, this is the finances, okay? This is the time. This is the activity that I do. These are the clients that I serve, and these are the team members that I have aboard, okay? Now, Cameron walks you through a much more extended version of that, but again, this is supposed to be punchy. I recommend that you get his book and that you get started with this vision, okay? Now, your vision evolves. I would recommend that you look at your vision all the friggin' time. I would say that you have this up in front of you. So one of the things that I have sitting right in front of my desk is a big panel of dry erase boards. And I write on there, sometimes I have to erase them for projects and such, but I write on there the things that I want, the things that I'm going to accomplish. And I encourage you to do the same. It could be a sheet of paper, it could be a note card, I don't care what it is, but something that gets into your purview as often as possible. Write it on the mirror in your bathroom, anything that you need to do. Now, what will happen over time is that you don't even recognize that it's there consciously, but your subconscious does. And when something is across your subconscious, it goes to work accomplishing that. So get clear on your vision. Okay, get clear on this is the biggest thing that you can do to set yourself up for success. Don't proceed further until you accomplish this. This should not take you days or weeks. Set aside some time when you're at your best. We talk about that a lot around here, but when are you most mentally alert? Set aside a couple of two-hour blocks and use what we call the Pomodoro technique to go through and really cast your vision. All right, now the Pomodoro technique, just for insight here before we get into the productivity and such, is that we spend 25 minutes focused. That's the big word, focused on this activity. So we can focus on the financial aspects for 25 minutes. Then we take a 5 minute break, and then we do another 25 minute session, and we do a 5 minute break. You could probably do 3 or 4 of those working on this. That's a great little hack. You can actually get an app, I believe. Pomodoro effect just comes from the clock that you set, 25 minutes. Don't do a lot of cooking, so don't quote me on all that, but that's what I believe that it's on. But getting clear with your vision is important. And be sure that if you have other people that are vested, like a spouse, a partner, family, kids, whatever the case may be, that they understand what your vision is too. Because it's important that they buy into this vision so that they understand why you're doing the things that you do, why you made that decision versus this other decision. All of this is important, and this is what I want you to do. So please, please don't proceed forward until you cast your vision. I can't wait to see you inside, and we're going to get started with some productivity. We're going to start with some team, but it all starts with your vision. So go and do it right now.